senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Crab diving live, streaming right at your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. A little bit after 4 p.m. here in the Pacific. We're not there anymore. Here in the Central Time Zone. And we appreciate you guys listening to us live. We've got a special guest.
Yay!
Coming in for the second hour, Michael James Benson from California.
That's right.
Pat. Speaking of L.A., maybe he brought the time zone with him. That's why I screwed up.
We've got plenty of chlamydia.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. And join us. We're still hanging on the Elon's shit show.
Oh, yes.
On the X. You can tweet us or X us during the show or whatever the fuck you do on X.
The raw turkey shaped Nazis platform.
And you can follow us there and tweet us or slip into our DMs.
Ooh, yes.
We appreciate it.
Why does Elon have such a horrible, horrific personality? What's up with that? You ever thought about
Have you ever seen an interview with his dad?
What's that like? Is he charismatic? Oh, is he nice?
No. Didn't he impregnate his stepdaughter or something like that? I could be wrong. I think
it's
there's,
really
some,
hard.
There's some shenaniganry going on there.
It's hard to say. How do you say that? Listen, I've got some interesting news. Guess who's pregnant? Oh.
Your sister.
By me. Well, your stepdaughter by me. Oh my god! Well, your daughter, I guess. It would
and
be.
I think his dad is like a
Wait a second!
I don't know how I was going to say. I was going to say old lady model, but she's like an elder.
Are you an old lady model?
She's an old lady. She's probably I don't know how old she is. 70s probably.
He impregnated what? What did he do?
His stepdaughter.
He
married his stepdaughter or something like that.
Jeez. That's, I mean, you know, that's a...
Errol Musk, 76, has two children with his stepdaughter. Jana B.B. Zwiedenhout, 35.
Job. Good job with that, I guess, right? Jeez. Are you going to have weird-looking kids for some reason, or is that a non-factor because it's step?
It's step, yeah.
So it doesn't
they're
matter.
Not blood relatives.
It's just fucked up. Right?
It's very fucked up. He knew her since she was four.
What is wrong
And at some
with
point
you?
He thought, wow, I want to fuck her.
Errol, I can't believe what you just... How did this go down? Guys.
I hope he did. At least she got something out
Jeez,
of it.
Jeez, did Errol have to say he did it or did someone out Errol? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. He revealed, I guess.
That's like a Woody Allen. But like,
and that's like recent. Like the kids are like 3 or 4 years old only. When he was like 70, God. 71, 72.
My God. Jesus.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. All kinds of stuff to talk about. We have a new speaker.
I read some about this guy.
Oh, he's horrible.
Not,
yeah.
He's not that great.
But then. You know, we were all like, oh, Emmer is, not we, but most people were like, oh, Emmer is a middle of the roader and all this stuff. But no, if you,
well,
the only
Emmer...
thing he didn't do, he did not vote Or he voted to certify.
Yes, that's
ultimately.
That makes him a flaming
but
progressive.
Up until that point,
yes.
I mean, he voted for all kinds of other heinous, horrible shit.
So if you're a Republican and you are not for just burning everything to the fucking ground like a bunch of rabid Nazis, then what? You're not good enough or something? Why is the Speaker of the House an insurrectionist? What the fuck is that about?
I mean, fortunately...
My God, Republicans.
Fortunately, we have the Senate.
Jesus. Yes!
And the White House, so...
Thank God!
We can hold those motherfuckers back.
I just want to take a moment just to... I want to say to the Republicans, shame on you. I mean, look where... God, you're putting an insurrectionist in charge of the House. He thinks Joe Biden didn't win the election. He also has said some fucked up shit about vaccines.
Oh, he said it was stolen.
All right. Right. Was it Stalin or was it stolen?
Oh, this is interesting.
Yes.
Can I pick a liberal HuffPo? Trump storms out of court. At fraud trial, Secret Service scrambles to chase after him. Trump stormed out of the courtroom today amid testimony from his former attorney, Michael Cohen, in a New York civil fraud trial concerning the Trump Organization. The former president's Secret Service agents were caught off guard and had to chase after him as he abruptly left the room.
Oh, shit.
Trump exited the courtroom shortly after Cohen admitted that Trump had never asked him to inflate the numbers on his financial statements.
Right.
Directly.
But, right.
But, of course, right. We all know how that goes.
Yes.
Once outside, Trump declared to reporters before walking away, "The witness just admitted that we won the trial and the judge should end this trial immediately."
Is he unfit to...
Everything. Insert blank.
Right.
Maybe he can play golf.
Is he trying to look crazy so he won't be held accountable for all the bad shit he did? Because he's going to say, "I'm insane."
One of Trump's attorneys then asked the judge to declare a verdict.
Yes?
"This is it, Your Honor, obviously." This bombshell. And the judge said, "Absolutely denied." And noted that there's evidence all over the place besides Cohen's testimony.
What was the bombshell? That Cohen dropped that.
I just said Cohen said that Trump never directly said to him.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry.
Then there it already had gone crazy because Trump had to testify over sanctions. He got hit with another $10,000.
Damn.
Because. I think it was today, maybe, that literally he walked 10 steps outside the courtroom and went after the clerk again.
Jesus.
But then Trump tried to say he was talking about Cohen. Trump said the judge is a very partisan judge with a person who is very partisan sitting alongside him, perhaps even much more partisan than he is. He meant that poor clerk that has a picture with fucking Schumer.
Still with that. Mm-hmm. Is he out of his fucking mind?
Yes.
I guess. I mean, you know, this is sort of, he's sort of making the case that it doesn't matter what you tell him to do. He just won't do it. He's making the case that he should sit in jail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't you think?
But when he was questioned on the witness stand, Trump claimed he was speaking about Cohen.
Okay.
And Grant said, "Are you sure you didn't mean the person on the other side?" Gesturing to the clerk, Trump said, "Yes, I'm sure."
Jeez.
He then dismissed Trump for about a minute of testimony. After about a minute of testimony, and handed down a penalty despite Trump's protests. "I hereby fine you $10,000, which is on the liberal side, to be paid within 30 days."
Damn, you got to pay that, Trump. You can't ignore that one.
He stormed out.
Stupid fuck. Jesus. He's crazy.
Well, Michael Cohen had nothing to do with the inflating of the... Michael Cohen knew it was going on.
Right.
But Michael Cohen did not have anything to do with those numbers. That was Weisselberg and those guys. Michael right. Cohen had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But Michael Cohen knew it was going on.
Well, Michael Cohen was more like, didn't he help Trump with more of his, like...
He was more like a fixer, yeah. More personal issues. So, this isn't the big bombshell that obviously... Now Trump is going to be like, oh, obviously right. I'm innocent.
Michael Cohen was like Trump's Mr. Spock, if Trump was Captain Kirk, correct?
Spock would lose all control over that one. Go right into rage, like when he can't fuck when he needs to. That's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Right.
Drudge Report. I don't know. Good news. Israel delays invasion.
Ooh, yes. That's good.
The Israel has agreed to delay an expected invasion of Gaza for now so that the U.S. can rush missile defenses to the region to protect U.S. troops there.
Right.
U.S. officials have so far persuaded Israel to hold off until U.S. air defense systems can be placed in the region as early as later this week. Israel is also taking into account in its planning the effort to supply humanitarian aid inside Gaza, as well as diplomatic efforts to free hostages held by Hamas militants. Sounds like they, maybe
what?
Leaning towards doing the right thing
instead of
going in and killing everybody.
Do you think this conflict will remain contained? Why are you laughing?
It's already not contained. It didn't... Didn't Syria, somebody was, or Jordan, somebody was lobbing some missiles at him also. Right. Washington is scrambling to deploy nearly a dozen air defense systems, including for its troops serving in Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Jordan. It says Jordan twice here.
Are they staging for the, I hate to say, are they staging?
This is the Wall Street, this is Reuters. Who didn't spell check this?
No, I don't know. Somebody who's the author of this?
It says troops serving in Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates. Jordan gets mentioned
twice.
That's
his favorite. He likes that country the most. He said it twice. Jordan. Have you been to Jordan? It sounds like they're staging for a broader conflict. We're getting ready.
Washington advised Israel to hold off on a ground assault in Gaza Strip and is keeping Qatar, a broker with the Palestinian militants, apprised of those talks as it tries to free more hostages and prepare for a possible wider regional war.
Damn. Please, guys. Can we all just get along? Is that possible? Say, listen, let's just chill. I don't know.
Weed for everybody.
Yeah, mandatory.
Less coke, less meth, more weed.
Right. Quit shooting people.
Those are your headlines, everybody.
Yeah, things are going good.
This hump
correct?
Day.
Things are going good.
Oh, not everything's
really.
Fine. What's that meme with the dog sitting in the burning house?
Everything's
fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the news, we've got... where is my... we've got a new speaker.
Yay! Nine!
Surprisingly.
Little Nazi Junior.
The very principled Republicans that for some reason thought Jim Jordan was too crazy elected one who's just slightly less crazy than Jim Jordan.
Is he less crazy?
He's not as much of a, burn everything down kind of a chaos creator, but...
He hates women, I think.
House Republicans and really hates LGBTQ.
Why?
That was his vibe in Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
He was one of the guys that spearheaded all of their anti-gay laws and fighting gay marriage.
Wait a second. Hey, you got plenty of gay people that live in Louisiana. You're their person,
he doesn't like it.
Well, Mike, you're their representative, too, you fuck.
House Republicans unanimously elected a Speaker of the House today, or yesterday. Wait, it was today.
Does that mean Jim Jordan voted for this?
What is going on with these?
They're fucking up.
With these news stories.
Does that mean Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy actually voted for this guy?
Yeah, everybody.
No, I would say fuck you. I no fucking way. You guys fuck me. No.
Mike Johnson, Louisiana. Johnson was the fourth candidate put forward by Republicans after Scalise ripped Jim Jordan.
God.
And Tom Emmer all dropped out after failing to receive needed votes. The speaker chair was manned temporarily by Representative Patrick Thor McHenry.
Woo!
Since Gates led the revolt against former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Can I ask a question about Jim Jordan? Last week, he was having people threaten representatives and their families for not supporting him for speaker.
Yes.
And this week, he's voting for Mike Johnson.
Yes.
Okay. Is that confusing to you? Or is it just...
Well, yeah.
Does that seem fucking
these
psychotic?
These are Republicans. Well, sure, that's why they're Republicans.
Do you see where I'm going with this, Jim Bag? You crazy fuck. You were threatening people to vote for you, and now you're voting for someone else and not you. That is so fucked up.
Matt Gaetz has a little chubby for Johnson on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast today.
Oh, boy. Get out the squeegees.
Gaetz said Johnson is an honorable, righteous man who's about to take this position. He's going to do great things for this country.
Oh, my God. Anybody that gets... That Matt Gaetz spews over like that. I mean, that person must be a horrific Nazi.
Yeah, it says here a different part of the story was after. Did you see afterwards the they were having that little press conference when they announced that Johnson was their nominee before they voted today?
Yeah.
And an ABC reporter asked him about his efforts to overturn the election because he was way into.
Yeah.
And they yelled at her. And this
they yelled at the reporter.
And that crazy old hag from South Carolina yelled, "Shut up! Shut up!"
God. Wait, which old hag?
To a I forget her name.
God.
But she's like a cartoon character.
Listen, assholes. You're talking about somebody that's going to be Speaker of the House. A valid question would be, do you believe in democracy? do you think Biden won the election? Why is that not a fair question?
Right.
It seems motherfucking relevant as shit to me.
Yeah, the Virginia Fox with a double X is her name. She really looks like a sweet old nana. but oh my God,
but she's not.
Whose tweet is this? This is Marlene Robertson. Don't know exactly who she is. But she wrote, "Virginia Fox is not your typical sweet, lovable granny. Yesterday, she showed everyone what a racist, hillbilly little bitch she truly is when she booed and told a reporter to shut up. And like all good fascist GOP, she is against abortion, even for pregnant 12-year-old rape incest victim."
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, man, the people that do the incest, those are her people. That's who she's for. That's pro-rapist, really.
And by the way,
it?
Don't forget the Republicans are in charge.
Yes.
Virginia Fox is the chairwoman of the House Education Committee.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Nick Fuentes will be doing, will be the ambassador to Israel.
It's insane to me. It's insane to me, actually. If we're talking about anyone taking over something, why could the progressives just take over that house? To me, it's crazy that...
Well, 2024.
That, oh, God damn. God.
Next election, with especially these assholes. Oh, here it is.
Mr. Johnson, you helped lead the efforts to overturn the 2020 election results.
Oh, God. Next question.
God damn it. They pompous fucks.
You could tell that they all had this plan.
They were ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, what about if they ask about his efforts? They're going to go, oh, come on. Move on. What's wrong with you? Boebert.
What's wrong with you, Boebert?
Fucking Boebert's standing there. And I don't know. There's a guy standing next to her. I can't see her hand. He's smiling.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say. And
Jackie, vapey, vapey.
And she goes, oh, come on. Oh, come on.
You come on. Fuck you.
Oh, such outrage, Boebert.
Fuck you and your fascist fucking colleagues.
Yeah, Mr. Johnson, you helped lead the efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Shut up! Shut up!
Which party is it where the two representatives or something of Congress had a fist fight in a bathroom or some shit like that? Was that Democrats? I think it was a pair of Democrats that did that. Is that correct?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, if you're talking like 1870 Democrats,
I would be afraid. You know, it must be so scary if you're a page or some vendor that has to walk through the Republican section of Congress. Jesus Christ, go in pairs. There's fucking monsters and pedos lurking about Nazis, it sounds like. Right?
Shut up.
Hey, Jim, somebody's jacking off over here in front of people. Hey. I'm not indicted.
This guy's not nuts at all. November 19th, 2020, Rudy, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis held their famous press conference.
Yay, Tootie Rudy.
and then Johnson was on a radio interview a couple days.
Yes.
Before that press conference, and that's when Sidney Powell said that the Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized coding systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez. Which, not true, by the way. 0% true.
Okay.
Chavez had fucking nothing to do with it. And
did anybody verify that?
And regardless, Chavez is long dead. So I don't know what she thinks is happening. That Chavez from the grave is directing voter fraud here in the States.
That really confused me. That's always, it's like, this guy's dead. Well, how did he do it?
It's one of their Niagara Falls. It's Hugo Chavez, and they get a boner, and they want to shoot somebody.
But he's dead. How the fuck would he do this, guys? Jesus fucking Christ. Has JFK Jr. resurrected, you dumb shits?
Johnson, in this radio interview, 2 days before the Kraken said that. He said, in every election in American history, there's some small element of fraud, irregularity, error. We just know that. You just accept that that's the case. But when you have it on a broad scale, when you have, you know, a software system that is used all around the country that is suspect because it came from Hugo Chavez's Venezuela.
He's dead!
When you have, you know, testimonials of people like this, but in large numbers, which, by the way, remember all these affidavits that the Kraken submitted?
Yes.
There were piles of them that went like this. There was a black woman working in the elections and she looked at me and she had a dirty look on her face and I felt threatened and I knew she's cheating.
Sydney, a lot of people are going to look at you with a dirty look because you're a fucking asshole. Right?
That was an idiot poll watcher.
Well,
whose voice sounded just like Sidney Powell's.
Oh, okay, okay.
I was doing it.
Oh, sorry, shit.
Poorly.
But
you know, this is one of these affidavits that they had where all these alleged poll watchers saw something untoward and there wasn't anything.
Yeah.
Remember the one woman literally wrote that a black woman was mean to her.
Well,
because she had no credentials to stand there. She was one of Trump's waddlers that just showed up.
Listen,
it was like,
asshole,
I demand to watch the poll.
If you have to have credentials to stand in a certain fucking place and you don't have the credentials, someone is going to ask you to not fucking stand there. What the fuck?
Right. Well, especially if you're trying to challenge every vote that looks like it has a black person's name or a Hispanic name.
Listen, you maggots just have to understand that if you're going to completely own who the fuck you are, know that you are all giant fucking cunts that are impossible to deal with. And we know a lot of you are armed. And so I don't know what my point is. Go fuck yourselves. Jesus. Asshole.
So that's our new speaker, everybody. He was like, you know.
They it's Republicans.
You go show
Thank
this.
You. You put a guy third in line to the presidency that thinks Joe Biden lost because of Hugo Chavez's, or what, I don't even understand what this dumb shitbag thinks. Who's he endorsing for president? Robert F. Kennedy or?
He said that's why the president was so frustrated. And that's why so many, 71, 73 million Americans around the country feel like the election was stolen from them. Well, what about the 80 plus million
that
voted for Biden?
I don't give a fuck how 73 million people motherfucking feel. You wacko. I don't fucking care. I mean, as long as they're not shooting me. I don't care if they feel. They can feel however stupid way they want to.
To quote themselves, fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings. Oh, yes.
Fuck your feelings.
Wow. Well, wait. Now, is this a teachable moment?
For
them.
They're unteachable. It's not possible.
Oh, my God.
So congrats to the latest ringmaster in the GOP shit show. Let's see how many impeachments are going to fly.
How many Scaramucci's is this fuck going to last? Will he last?
They already got Matt Gaetz was load blowing on Twitter about how they got every single candidate that was running this last time to vow that they would release the January 6th tapes, Ryan, once and for all.
Wait, one second, Matt. Could you hold on one second? What does that mean exactly? Because I thought that there were some tapes released to the Republicans that shouldn't have been released.
They have everything.
They already have the tapes.
I believe they have everything.
Well, tell Matt.
And they could release it, and the Democrats are like, release it. It's just, it's going to be a lot of footage of the nonviolent protesters.
Yes.
Edited.
Right.
Conveniently editing out all of the shit-smearing, Nancy
that's
ones.
That's for national security purposes.
So all they're going to do is they're going to say, look at all the hours and hours of peaceful protesters just walking through like tourists.
Jesus.
And look at this one who lifts up his shirt and he's got a I am Antifa tattoo.
I want a representative that's not obsessed with having sex with high schoolers, who's obsessed with hurricanes. How do we protect ourselves from these horrible fucking storms from the ocean? How do we protect ourselves from
them.
These fucking snakes?
Nuke the... Can you nuke it?
From these bears.
Can you drop a big bomb in the middle of it?
Yeah. How do we protect ourselves, Matt, from these? Do you give a shit that in Gulf Breeze, in my mom's house, there's bears all over the fucking place? Do you give a shit? Are you even aware, Matt? Do you know that?
And what's better than a hurricane than a radioactive hurricane?
Yeah. Right. I don't think that's better. You want to nuke it. Why don't you buy Greenland, too? You wanted to do that. Greenland's for sale.
Right, and he wanted to get rid of Puerto Rico.
That's right. The president of Puerto Rico can fuck off, right?
The president.
The Virgin Islands, or wherever he thought.
Let's see. So, there you go. Turmoil.
Could you imagine
if
you're in Puerto Rico and on the news you hear some Trump guy is like, we talked to the president of Puerto Rico today, and then the guy... It's Puerto Rican. It's like, wait, you're my president.
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Well, you should. That was yours at the time, too. You were in charge of Puerto Rico, you pervy fuck.
Puerto Rico.
You didn't even know it.
Let's see. Also, we've got going here.
Dumb shit.
In this... is spectacular.
Yeah.
Oops. This is going to be an ad first.
The speaker thinks Biden isn't president.
In the wake of the 2020 president.
Oh, God, do we have to have music behind everything?
In the wake. God damn.
I appreciate you making fun of her, but I just want to play it without somebody's...
Why
music
is it
in the background?
That we
this is Jenna Ellis, obviously.
Okay.
with her tearful flip.
Congratulations, Jenna. Right? Congratulations.
And we feel so sorry for her.
Oh, no. And you did some good, interesting work in this whole thing, this series. I really enjoyed, I mean, your reaction to Rudy's.
Well, she is a war crime sufferer.
Yes.
Survivor. That's
true. She was gassed bigly.
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court. As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously.
I'm sorry.
And I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability.
Oh.
I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information, especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to
Rudy,
make sure the facts
with some commentary
that
the lawyers
alleged to be true were in
That's
fact
right.
true.
You know, I was about,
anyway, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah. To me, the great Jenna Ellis clip is, and I don't even know if there's so much has happened between that first initial wonderful fart that even Rachel Maddow had to say the word fart when it happened.
Several times, yeah.
Maddow had to say Rudy farted.
Keith Olbermann mentioned it too on his podcast today.
Yes, indeed, he farted. Do we have, I mean, because it's so great when Rudy actually farts in Jenna's presence. I mean, that's just beautiful. But I guess it's more of a TV moment or a watching moment.
Well, you got to see her face.
Her face sells.
Yeah. Her right. face, kind of.
We'll say best facial reaction to a Rudy fart nominee, correct?
Okay, sure. Yeah. In fact,
In fact.
I just re-truthed it.
Retrieve.
Or re-exed it.
React. God, what's your dad doing today?
Oh,
he's fucking his stepdaughters. Just, you know. Oh, that sounds like fun. Not creepy. How's X going?
It's that look on her face sitting next to him right after he farted. It says odor in the court. Odor in the court.
Genius.
Brilliant.
God, Rudy. Rudy Tooty, so many moments. I am going to nominate Rudy Giuliani for best actor in this whole GOP fiasco insurrection.
He's got no place to go. He's got to flip on Trump.
Why would he?
He's got no money.
But how would he? Why would anyone give him anything for that? You don't need it. Surely you don't need it.
What do you mean?
You've got enough information on Trump. You don't need what Rudy has.
Yeah, but more the merrier. I mean, pile on. And Rudy probably has had more private conversations with Trump than Jenna.
Yeah, you think it's worth it to let Rudy walk to get Trump?
Yeah. Well, he won't walk. He'll probably get probation. He'll lose his law license.
Well, of fucking course.
Again,
who
or
would
still,
hire?
I think he did already. I could be wrong.
No offense, anybody, but do you really have to go through the formality of that? Who the fuck would hire this guy as an attorney after everything we've seen? His body of work over the last 5 years.
Is they didn't bother to interview a single witness, just like you.
That's the real fart.
Play it again.
That was the real fart.
Shit, play it again. I'm sorry.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness, just like you.
And her,
it sounds fake.
Her head snapped to the right.
Wait.
I think it's enhanced, but it's definitely the real fart. The
answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness, just like you. They don't want to know the truth.
Representative. Not part of-
and then there's a second one later.
Of that.
Representative. Well, I will ask that he be disciplined for that. First of all.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Jenna Ellis went to law school just so she could sit next to this guy while he shits his pants
and lies his fucking face off.
You know, that's a problem.
And remember,
Rudy,
this was that sham.
Yeah.
That sham congressional hearing in air quotes.
Yes.
In I forget which fucking state it was, but Michigan, I think. and where it was literally just a bunch of a handful of Republican maggot Michigan GOP scum fucks,
yes,
in the legislature who agreed to meet with Rudy and put on this farce, this show. This is not a congressional hearing. There were some congressmen hearing something.
Oh my God.
But this is not an official event in by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not official. It's officially fucking crazy. It's officially fucking batshit.
Well, yeah.
It's not worth getting pink eye over.
And anomalous.
Did you see that our beloved governor here?
Jesus.
He used to be running for president, I think.
Putting fingers!
Ron DeRacist.
That's right, Pat.
Is going after Trump's cognitive abilities.
Oh, okay.
Did you see it? Because
no, I didn't see
after that.
That
slurry, ridiculous speech that he gave the other day, where we played the clips, like, you know, hey, did anybody know that the U.S. and is us? The word us and U.S. like United States. Did anybody ever think of that before? I'm a genius. Did anybody think of that?
What a dumb shit.
I saw some comments on the X about that, and one maggot, I mean, you just can't argue with them because there's no logic.
Right.
The one maggot goes, I love this. Trump just knows how to troll you guys.
What?
So their excuse, whenever Trump does shit like this, like Stalin, the S-T-O-L-L-E-N, they say he's doing it on purpose because he knows it drives the libtards crazy.
Well, it does because it's funny. And I love to make fun of it. And whatever you think, you stupid fuck.
And hey. It's not trolling us. It's you're making fun of yourself. We're laughing at you. We're not outraged. We're not. It's
Why don't
so
you go
stupid.
To Bass Pro Shop and put your dick in a fucking Duck Dynasty fleshlight? You fuck yourself. That's what I would say to that person. He's not trolling.
Is that one that quacks every time you put your dick in it? You can use it as a duck lure.
The mallet.
At the same time, so you can snap one off in the reeds and call your duck at the same time.
The maggot mallard.
Let's see, where is that story about the racist?
Yeah, Shelby's afraid of ducks, which is strange.
Well, just that one.
No, she's afraid though. I get it. They're
well,
weird
that one
looking.
was aggressive.
Hey, Shelby, they don't even have teeth or anything. They have no teeth, right? Ducks have no teeth or claws. It's right, just webbing. Right. It's just they make you nervous. What is this weird little fucking animal?
DeSantis, this is from Salon. He says, Republican presidential candidate far behind Donald Trump in the polls.
You're irrelevant, Ron. You're irrelevant. You were the GOP darling, and now you're. Is he behind Ramaswamy yet? What's he in the polls?
I don't know. I'm sure if we go to Truth Social, Trump will have.
Oh, he'll have the numbers.
We'll have the latest poll numbers.
Yes. It's sad Trump is so upset about all these court things, and he's enjoying such a lead. I feel like he can't really enjoy the lead he's having in the polls because of all this legal shit.
Soon be leaving for, this one about Meadows. I don't think Mark Meadows would lie about the rigged and Stalin 2020 presidential election merely for getting immunity against persecution. By deranged prosecutor Jack Smith. But...
Yes?
When you really think about it, after being hounded like a dog for 3 years, told you'll be going to jail for the rest of your life, your money and your family will be forever gone, and we're not at all interested in exposing those that did the rigging.
Well, who did it then?
So he's trying to be nice to Meadows.
Yes,
like, Meadows
yes.
wouldn't do that. He goes, blah, 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 blah. I don't think Mark Meadows is one of them. But who really knows? ?
Right, and then he sort of gives Mark an out, right? He says, well, you know, can you blame him if he did it? Right?
Right, by saying, well, look at how he's been threatened to go to jail.
I got a problem with this.
But he says he's lying.
Yeah.
He said, we know that Mark would tell the truth, but if he was told to lie by the prosecutor, the deranged prosecutor.
I feel like we're getting a mixed message from Schittler. I think he's got too much Sudafed on board. Maybe his diaper's full. What does he want people to do?
Trump?
Yeah. Like, what does he want me to feel? Am I mad at Meadows? Is he mad at Meadows?
I think he's holding off on his Meadows probably told him, look, I didn't say anything.
Right.
But now we know the reports are saying that he did, that he
said a lie.
He said that he specifically told Trump many times that nothing Rudy was giving him was panning out to be true. There was zero evidence, all these accusations and 0.0 evidence of anything.
Rudy the farter is not credible, Mr. President.
And that sometime in December after the election, when the SCOTUS, even the corrupt as fuck, Christo fuck, Clarence Thomas, send me to Disneyland, SCOTUS, told him to get fucked on, you know, lawsuit number 63 or whatever.
Yeah.
That was his kind of last legal chance. And Meadows said that he talked to Trump about it. And Trump said, well, I guess that's it then. Or I guess it's over.
Oh, shit.
So Meadows testified to that Trump
Damn.
At one point admitted it was over.
Admitting like the sham is up, like. We're going to get exposed.
No. The election's over.
Oh, the election is over.
Yeah, his last legal challenge.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know.
But then somebody was like, hey, what about these fake electors? And he's like, I love it.
Yeah. Mike Johnson doesn't feel that way.
And Pence will totally do the right thing.
it's just the same.
Mike, all you got to do. God, wouldn't those phone calls be great to have, because he was like, you cocksucker, you motherfucker, you better do this, you know. He wasn't like, Mike, I think I would, it'd be really great if you could.
Is it more shit gonna come out though, should come out about texts and communications that were made on January 6th?
I would hope more. I mean, not much is gonna happen in the House until, you know, the loonies are flushed in 2024.
Yeah,
but
that sucks.
We still have stuff going on in the Senate, and I think with the election coming and with these assholes flipping,
yes,
there's going to be more
right
to talk about. I think he's fucked.
I do too, and I think that I think Tutti Rudy is fucked. What do you think the chances are that they're going to be put in a cell together?
0.0. I don't think either of them will go to jail.
Well, they have to go somewhere, right? I mean, where would they go to be locked up?
2024 National Republican Primary Morning Consult.
Yes.
October 22nd, so 3 days old. Trump, 62%. Mm-hmm. This is national.
Yes.
DeSantis, 13. Haley, 7. Ramaswamy, 6.
Damn!
Mike Pence at 5.
Oh, Mike. How much money have you spent, Mike?
Tim Scott at 2. Chris Christie at 2.
Oh, wow, you're making such a difference.
And Asa Hutchinson at 1.
Who the fuck is that?
Exactly.
Oh, yes, Asa at 1%. Give it up for everybody, for most of the Republicans are within the margin of error, I believe. Like, meaning you could be 0. How much money has Tim Scott spent to... What is he at? 3, you said?
2.
Oh! How much have you spent?
A lot.
2%. Good job. I hope you fired 100% of everyone that has worked for you.
And New Hampshire, like DeSantis, is spending tons of money, and he just keeps going down.
Yeah. The more people get to know you, the more they realize they fucking hate you. They fucking hate you. There is nothing likable about this guy. God.
That's what's going on there. RIP to Richard Roundtree. Very sad.
Yeah. Shaft.
Legendary actor, 81,
right,
passed in Los Angeles, in famous in the black exploitation movies of the 70s?
Can we take DNA from Richard, save it, and then clone him later?
Sure. Clone him now, probably.
No, you can't.
Sure they could.
No, you can't.
They can clone sheep and dogs. They can do humans. They just don't.
Is it Elon? Does Elon clone him?
They don't
clone
humans because of the ethical aspects of it.
No.
They could probably. If they can clone a sheep, they can clone a human.
Yeah. I bet Elon's dad does that probably. Mr. Musk.
But, you know, it's not a copy.
Yeah. It's a clone, though.
It's a genetic copy.
Same personality.
No, not zero.
No. Yes. If it's cloning the same fucking brain.
Not necessarily. Twins share the same DNA and can have
that's
very
not cloning,
different personalities.
Though, correct. I mean, that's...
It's God cloning.
God, no. God doesn't do that. God's
sure
like,
does.
No. I create nice.
He also commits
little individuals
20
that...
times the abortions of anybody else on the planet.
Shh, come on. Stop it. Please. I tried to stop Will Smith from smacking Chris Rock, but I was too high.
Oh, well, we all appreciate you not doing that. We'll never forget that one. Not that Chris Rock deserved to be slapped, but man, what a story.
God.
What else do we have here in the news? RIP Richard Rantry.
That's right. Sorry, you can't be cloned.
We'll go back to this Alex Jones clip after Benson's here. That'll be fun.
Yes, that's right.
We played
Benson's
parts of it.
Getting ready for the show right now.
He's in makeup right now.
He's stretching out.
We played parts of it on Monday.
Okay.
And it's where Alex Jones talks about how great white people
are. That's right. Good point, Alex.
And he just makes it sound so reasonable. I mean, you know, but yeah, Japanese and the Chinese, they've done stuff, but not like white people.
No offense. Hasn't like other organizations made that point over and over? Like what they feel that white people are amazing. Like the Klan has made that point.
Many
people make that point, right?
Yeah,
there's many racists.
Not a shortage.
God, no.
Definitely no shortage.
There's lots of dumb fucks.
Especially in certain parts of the country.
What do you mean? Not here, though. I mean, in Florida, we have that.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Do we have racism still?
Within, I would bet, a couple hundred feet right now, there's probably a couple of good racists.
100% chance of racism.
The one new neighbor's kind of sus.
Nah.
I mean, he's nice to us. He says hi, but he knows that we're white guys. So.
Right.
I think he's the one that called the police on the neighbor.
Did he really?
On the black neighbors.
No, he did not.
We're arguing. Who else could have? The other night, the middle of the night, our African-American neighbors had a little dust up.
Yes, yes.
She's in her 70s.
Yes.
And crazy, but fun crazy.
Oh, yes.
But don't cross her. And she and her daughter get into just loud yelling matches.
Yeah, I can't imagine ever disagreeing with her. I have never had a conversation where I thought I would challenge her about anything.
And they had a dust up, and it woke me up a little, and I was like, oh, they're fighting. And I went back to bed. And but then I heard bang, 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 bang. Pensacola police, open up.
Yeah.
And somebody called the cops on them.
Yeah, I
and God. We've only got...
It must be that guy.
There's only one neighbor with an earshot, right? Of her.
You know, listen to me. The neighbor gets so mad at her kids sometimes. She grabs her walking stick and beats the side of her house with it, okay?
She does.
And sometimes I think she gets kind of lit in whatever, and she loses her mind and yells.
Yes.
So whatever. You don't call the fucking cops over it. She's going to go hit the side of her house with a stick for a while. Gives a fuck. What am I supposed to do about that?
Which I admit the first time I experienced it was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes.
And then we just kind of realized. And she actually mentioned it one time, didn't she? She was like, yeah, I go crazy. I go out and hit my house and stuff like that. I was like, okay. All right. Nobody gets hurt. Except the side of the house. But it's not a
she hangs pictures in the middle of the night too. I know.
Well, right, and
I
she's hear, got some kind of a
hammer going in the middle of the night.
Some kind of art installation in the backyard, doesn't
that's
she?
That's true.
She's got some.
I wonder what she's working on in there.
We have got the sovereign Christian state of Texas is Lubbock County.
Look, you.
Has now become the largest of four Texas counties.
Yes.
That have adopted a version of a law saying if you travel through our county on the way to one of those evil baby killing states to kill your baby, we're gonna arrest you.
Wait a second. You, how? Why? Well, I can't go somewhere because I might have an abortion.
Well, and
go fuck yourself.
I mean, what if you're driving with your girlfriend or your wife, some ass fuck cop in Lubbock County pulls you over.
Some dumb shit.
And says, wait a minute, where are you going? Well, we're going to Arizona. Why?
I tell you why.
Are you pregnant?
Honestly.
Pee on this.
Well, you know what? I would want the name of every fucking cop and every sheriff's deputy, whatever, that makes people do that. I would want the name of every person that enforces that shit on a fucking list. Because that's Nazi shit right there. That's evil fucking Nazi ass shit. That's fucking crazy.
And what color people are they going to pull over and accuse them of driving to go kill their babies?
All they want to do is put people in that system. That's all they give a flying fuck about.
Meanwhile, the ACLU is all over this shit and profoundly unconstitutional. You can't.
It's insane. You can't. It's laughable.
That would be like saying if you lived if you're in Joklahoma and and you want to go get some weed in legal Colorado.
Oh, good luck.
Then you what if all the counties along the border implemented some law that said you can't drive through our county to go get the evil wacky tobacco.
Well, I mean,
it's bullshit.
But can you tell me where I can and can't travel based on state laws that don't exist in other states?
Well, and the only way it could be enforced is post hoc. You can't. Again, short of pee testing women that are driving across the border. Which would be profoundly unconstitutional and illegal.
Well, here's how they would compromise. What we'll do is everybody that crosses the border into a state where you can get an abortion from our evil-ass Handmaid's Tale state, we'll take pictures of every license plate. And then every license plate will sort by gender. It'll be female, right? And so everybody... Well, wait, but this is how we get the... But then you sort by birthing age, right? And then what you do is you do random pregnancy tests or something.
They don't want random. They'd rather just pull over every brown woman.
They probably know how to do it.
And make them pee on a stick.
These Nazis are like, we know how to be Nazis. We don't need you to tell us how to do it. Sorry.
Commissioners in Lubbock County adopted the measure 3-0 at a meeting.
Nine!
Even one of their own judges, Lubbock County Judge Curtis Parrish, says the ordinance has many legal problems.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. The ordinance has many legal problems. But it's an ordinance. Shouldn't it not? I mean...
Mark Lee Dixon, a Texas pastor who led the efforts, praised it. Guys, I long for the day when coast-to-coast abortion is considered a great moral, social, and political wrong and is outlawed in every single state.
What are you... This guy can't get Jesus' imaginary dick far enough into his fucking mouth and down his throat. My God. There's no Jesus. There's none of this.
Texas is one of 13 states banning abortion at all stages of pregnancy. In August, a Texas judge ruled that the state's ban was too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications.
Listen, guys.
But that ruling was put on hold because the state appealed. So think about that. The judge said pregnancy complications. In other words, this is too restrictive. You need to lighten up if a woman's about to die because her baby is dead or something like that. Yes. And the Republican Christo Nazi fucks said, now, hold on a minute. We want that law. We don't care. We're appealing.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Even a Texas judge was like, wait a minute, guys. You can't.
Yeah.
We don't want to kill women with this. And the Texans were like, yes, we do, the Republicans.
God.
That whore shouldn't open her legs.
Jesus Christ. What? Where did this start? Where do these crazy people come from?
I mentioned Texas?
Yeah. Can I suggest something for you Texas lawmakers? And no judgment. Well, plenty of judgment, actually, you stupid shitbags. Why don't you adjust your priorities? Your state doesn't have water in the winter because the pipes freeze. Is that correct?
If it gets really, really hella cold, yeah.
Yeah, in which it will again, because the climate's changing. We're going to have climate chaos. Climate change is real, and your pipes freeze.
No.
And they're worried about where people's cum is going right now. It's insane.
No violations of the prohibition have been reported in the counties with similar measures already on the books. They would not punish women who are seeking abortion, but would present legal risks to people who help transport
them.
Holy shit. So if you got an Uber, if you're close to the border and you grab an Uber to go across the border, that Uber driver can be charged.
Dear Democrats or anybody, is there anyone that could help us rip this out of our government root and branch? I mean, we have to figure out a way to purge, and yes, purge this fascism. I mean, God damn it.
Highways through Lubbock County run to New Mexico, which has seen an influx of patients since Roe v. Wade was overturned. I wonder why.
So within the fucking country, I can have the freedom to have a gun, walk around in a Starbucks with my big fucking stupid gun out, but I can't go to New Mexico if I have ovaries because maybe I have a baby sucked out of them. You can't restrict people's fucking movement within the U.S., can you? You can't say I can't.
They want to.
You're out of your fucking mind. What about freedom? What about that snake you're not supposed to step on, you dick fucks?
Well, they don't think they can, like I said, I think it's more of a post hoc thing. They go after the fact. They find out you had an abortion, and then they find out who drove you.
Yeah.
And they go after them.
Right.
Because otherwise, they would literally have to be pulling people over and having them do a pregnancy test.
I don't know how you would do this. See, this is the problem. They just like how it sounds. And the maggots that vote for them love how it sounds. But do you think they've actually thought about how are they going to get these dumb fucking cops to implement this shit?
Oh, with glee.
Whatever
they can do. Are you kidding?
What you just said. I mean,
these
how
are Texas
are they
cops
it?
And Texas sheriffs. They're going to eagerly try to go after women for this.
What are you going to do? I mean, get ready for a swab.
Oh, my God. Ramaswamy said that we should recognize what Russia took from Ukraine as Russia's now.
What?
Good God. Why doesn't...
Like, what does he mean by that?
Just admit, Vivek, that the black things between your teeth are Russian pubes.
Hey, Putin, if you've been missing any pubes, we found them in Ramaswamy's teeth.
Good God, what a piece of shit. Vivek Ramaswamy, candidate for the American presidency representing the Republicans, highlighted the importance of the United States government's recognition of the new regions as part of the Russian Federation as a crucial step toward expediting the resolution of the conflict. Just let them have what they took.
No, dumb fuck.
Just like Poland in 1939-ish, 8-ish.
How about this? We're giving them 3% 40? Of our military budget. Kick it up to 5. Give them some more shit. That's the only choice. They're doing war crimes over there.
Good God.
They're doing war crimes. They're taking Ukrainian children across into Russia and I don't know what they're fucking doing.
I mean, not only saying let's get out of it and not help is what a lot of the Republicans want. You know, don't spend money on this. This guy literally wants to just support Putin's position.
Well, surely everyone is poo-pooing this, is calling him out. All the Republicans must be calling Vivek out for this. Excuse me.
Well, they're a little busy. They just elected a new speaker. That's true. They're giddy.
Is Mike Johnson pro-Russia? No, you know,
that's the criticism from the Republicans.
I don't.
Did you bring your condom?
Right. Hi, Chris. How's it going? Boy, you do you ever? Chris Hansen must be like, oh, look who I have here, Jim Jordan. what was Vivek at for? Is he in the primary?
Like third or fourth or something.
But that
like
was the percentage though.
Should we get Benson in here?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Get our guest in here.
That's right.
The dog is going to probably bark.
Nah.
Because she feels the need to bark at Benson.
Okay.
Michael James.
Come on in, Benson. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Well, if you go, there we go. That's how we do it. We lock her out.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show a very rare guest.
Thank you very much.
Not that you're rare. We just rarely have guests.
Yes.
And you are rare.
Yes, I am.
Right. Unique.
I'm rare in very many ways. So I wrote down...
Michael James Benson.
Okay.
The microphone is your friend. You might
it is.
Have used them at some point in your career.
Sure.
Get your mouth near that.
That
buddy.
Makes sense. Good I job. Made a list of a dream Donald Trump movie.
Okay.
As far as cast goes, I would like to... Get your ideas before we get
okay.
Just real quickly.
Okay, sure.
At
MJB Comedy, by the way.
Right. Of course.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But ScarJo for Ivanka?
That would be not bad.
Jennifer Lawrence for Kimberly Guilfoyle. We need to get her like
yeah. That's so mean.
Do you know like
that is so fucking
she
mean.
Would have to dumb herself you know, down
like
a little bit.
I think
yeah,
we should watch like RuPaul's Drag Race and find somebody.
Okay. Fine.
In their 50s.
A semi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right. Paul Rudd as Matt Gaetz? Or no?
That's
no,
perfect.
That's a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Possibly. Yeah,
his,
yeah.
His forehead in
as far as like good looking, but it'll be an Oscar winning turn. I'm sure he'll get nominated.
I think he's too good looking for Matt
Gaetz. A CGI'd version of Dennis Quaid for Jim Jordan. like young, like early, late 30s, early 40s Dennis Quaid, like 80s, early 90s Dennis Quaid. And Will Smith for Tim Scott. Right now for Tim Scott.
Okay.
Tim Scott's going to be in a movie?
Yeah.
He's going to have lines even? Wow.
He's going to have 2% of the lines.
Well, he's going to have more lines than he has percentage of the votes.
Yeah. I'm thinking either Leo or Bradley for Jack Smith. Who do you like?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Leo for Jack Smith.
And either get Nick Nolte out of retirement or for Donald or De Niro.
Oh, wow. But, Nick Nolte would be a great Donald.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah, yeah.
I think that once we get Nick, I think everything else will fall into place as far as whatever. But abortions. I'm for them.
Who's going to play Steve Bannon?
Oh, my gosh. If Philip Seymour Hoffman was still alive, sure. But, you know, yeah, pack on the pounds.
Somebody said Rosie O'Donnell.
That's very mean. I don't. She doesn't look anything like him. It wouldn't really work.
She didn't have enough shirts.
I mean, she has the range. It's not
absolutely.
But, you know.
I don't know that she wants to play that. And also, too, I can't imagine... Her agent would be like, hey, Rosie, we got an offer today. And I'm just saying, I'm the messenger. I'm just saying.
Play Steve Bannon.
Somebody wants you to play Steve Bannon.
we're thinking of like fat. We got to think of someone who can play skeezy and fat and disgusting.
Right.
Who's at that, it like in, because Steve Bannon.
Why not
like
Bannon?
Is he in his 50s?
What about Jack Black?
Why not Bannon? Oh, that's a great idea.
What a great idea. Yes.
That's right.
Let's make that happen. Sure. You know that he has face cream?
Shelby.
Jack Black, not Steve Bannon.
Jack Black has face cream?
Yeah. You put it on your face.
Line?
Yeah.
He has his own face cream?
Yeah. It is Jack Black face cream. I don't know if it's the same Jack Black, but I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
It must be.
I didn't know about that.
Looking Jack Black face cream. Anyway. Yeah. But I'm for abortions. I'm for all sorts
Absolutely.
Of things that women want to do to their bodies, as long as, you know, the responsibility isn't on me.
Okay, well.
Well, yeah, no. It's no, good. No. What do we think? Do you think he's in the next in 2025 it's going to be house arrest
wait a
for him or
have we,
you think
for Trump? Time out. Wait, have we
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever go to jail.
Have, Have you allowed us to tell people who you are?
I'm Michael James Benson. I'm fascinating. Let's move on.
I said MJB comedy.
We're talk about politics, but so do you think he'll ever go to jail, or do you think it'll be a situation where it's a he's just in Mar-a-Lago for the rest of his life, like house arrest for the rest of his life?
I think he's going to go to jail, and I think they'll allow Ivanka to come in for conjugal visits.
I think she wants nothing to do with him anymore. And
God, she was at Kim K's birthday party the other night, right. And
not at any of the trials that Danny's going through.
No.
Not,
And isn't she supposed to testify pretty soon in one of the trials, at least in the New York
one? No, she did. I think she did in...
on tape?
They took depositions, of the New York one, but then they cut her out from it because they realized that she wasn't involved in
those
decisions.
And it was also, wasn't it like a time difference that you can only indict someone for a certain time? And I guess the indictment...
Oh, statute of limitations?
Statute of limitations, maybe.
I don't know.
To indict someone for that particular crime or whatever, but
Do you think Trump saw those pictures of Ivanka at the
and jerked off? Yes,
at the Kardashian party, and was like, "Oh, I'm glad my daughter's having fun." Or
no,
was he like, "Oh, I wish I was there."
He's hate jerking.
No, he was like, "Look at her tits. Look at
are those tits better than the tits I gave Ivanka?
Look at what she's wearing."
I remember her. She came to the White House and asked me to pardon somebody who, and then she also had boobs, so I did it. Because I'm disgusting. That was basically his whole thing. Right. And then and he now has young hip-hop artists loving him because, ooh, you got Kodak Black off.
Trump?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He pardoned a handful of, like, hip-hop artists who had some gun charges, and now you have, like, three or four hip-hop artists saying, I love Donald Trump.
I was going to say, it's not really a community that is backing him. It's,
no,
it's like the three guys that he let out.
And also Sexy Red.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with three X's.
But Kim Kardashian got the pardons, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that had...
For them. Yeah.
For them. Think, for the black lady.
And I don't mean to be cynical here,
no.
But do you think the fact that we could say Kim Kardashian...
that fat ass.
You think her looks had anything to do with...
P-H-A-T, fat ass.
With her getting the pardon from Trump.
She came in and she made a lot of good points.
Yeah. And, you know, I put a quarter... And I threw at her butt, and it bounced off, and she didn't even feel it or mention anything, so I'm going to give her what she wants.
Yeah, it takes an hour or two for the impulses to reach her brain from that plasticized fake ass that she had implanted.
True. That's interesting. If you have fake anything in your body, and like somebody pokes it, I guess you have nerves in your skin, so you would feel
that. I'm sure, but it depends on how much of her ass is actual ass, or how much of it's in skin, and how much of it's like plastic, like Barbie.
Right.
By the way, have you seen Barbie?
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, yay, feminism.
Yes.
But it went really well. Yeah, I'm very happy with it. But yeah, anyway. Have any other casting idea? I mean, like, who would be really good for... Yeah, other than Steve Bannon.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Like, if we get... I mean, you could do John Goodman, but he's a little old now. But I'm sure he could pull that off easy. I'm just saying that...
Nobody wants to hear they'd make a good Steve Bannon.
No. Especially
like
now since John Goodman looks so svelte.
What story were we doing, though?
I'll be quiet. But yeah...
The let's see. Did you see the new Clarence Thomas news?
No.
Ooh,
we've got another little bit of cash dealio going on.
Was he on a plane that he wasn't supposed to be on?
He never. Clarence Thomas never repaid a millionaire friend's loan.
What the fuck?
Which the Supreme Court justice used to buy a 40-foot luxury motor coach.
What?
A $267,000 loan.
He just never paid his buddy back.
I'm getting around to it. I haven't paid him back yet.
There's a difference between like $50 and like 267. I mean, like, you can forget and be okay, whatever, but it's just like, what the fuck?
What kind of motor coach? This sounds awesome.
Was it, what's the color?
The healthcare magnate Anthony Welters told the Senate Finance Committee that he forgave Clarence Thomas's RV loan after 5 years of receiving payments on the interest.
Yes.
But not the principal.
Oh,
but wait a second. That's the money that he's, that's the actual money. So it was a gift.
And
well, it's now a gift. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden. Remember, the Senate isn't, the adults are in charge of the Senate. So there's real stuff going on.
Damn.
Yeah.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden from Oregon said, now we know that Justice Thomas had up to $267,000-ish in debt, forgiven and never reported it on ethics forms.
So what kind of motor coach was it?
I don't have that information.
And how much was
imagine being so wealthy you can just forgive your best friend, Clarence Thomas, who works for the Supreme Court.
Imagine if your best friend is Clarence Thomas. Yeah. That's fucked up.
It's like, could you make sure that my corporation goes up in money instead of down, Clarence?
Jeez.
Thanks. Okay, then I forgive you. And like, forgiveness, that's a real friendship. Forgiveness of $267,000. Either that or it's a deal that he made with the guy who is doing it. Is a deal that he made and said, okay, yeah, if you don't have to pay the rest, if you make sure that, you know.
Is there a bathroom in the motor coach?
Yeah, please do.
They have a handwritten note from Thomas.
Poop in a car.
Written on Supreme Court stationery.
Oh,
confirming the deal. That motherfucker was even too cheap to get a regular piece of paper.
Oh my God.
He used our paper.
You lazy fuck. Is that laziness?
For that paper.
What?
That's laziness.
Yeah.
And
we think because we give they have robes on, we're supposed to give them much more respect. It's like anybody else wearing a goddamn robe looks like a fucking weirdo. You walk around with a lot of you has a robe on. I have to listen to what he has to say. At his fucking. It's just fucking frustrating.
Fuck your robe.
All the priests are like, hey,
yeah, come here.
I also have power and fuck children.
They have a promissory note from Thomas and his wife Virginie. Agreeing to 7.5% interest per annum.
How much was the motor coach? It was like 200,000?
The 260 something.
God.
What's the interest on a Platinum Amex? And let's do the compare and contrast. No.
They have a $20,000 check covering the interest rate made out by Thomas to Welters for, quote, motor coach payment.
Yeah.
Dated December 2000. And they have a handwritten note from Welters, dated November 2008, saying he believed Thomas had repaid the principal and need no longer submit payments, even though he hadn't.
And
he just forgave it.
It's just so fucked up, because I don't know about you guys, but if I had like $267,000 that I need to pay some quote-unquote friend of mine, I wouldn't, you know, lollygag around, especially when it's that much freaking money and you've got a lot on the line. And you're also, you have this spotlight on you. Clarence has this spotlight on you. You would want to get
arrogant.
Your fucking
doesn't
affairs.
Care.
And
he's arrogant, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He has a robe. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. They've never been held accountable. Why would he think
anything would happen now? Yeah. You would think that the IRS would want to go after
some of these fuckheads,
but no.
I bet that motor coach has at least 3 bedrooms.
It better. And at least 2 bathrooms, or at least two shitters.
Yes.
Because otherwise, what are we paying for?
I saw that...
mahogany?
I saw that Amy Conehead, Barrett, had said recently that she actually supports stricter ethics standards.
Well, someone has.
She hasn't been in there long enough.
Yeah, exactly.
She's pissed that nobody's been giving her trips and fancy cars
and
motor coaches.
Yeah.
That's the siren to go off. Hey, I'd like some money too, as well. Or else I'm going to go after you for ethics reasons. Yeah. She wants her taste, and she's mad that she didn't get it.
No.
It's understandable.
People should listen to Anita Hill.
Yeah. Oh gosh. It's so sad. That's not even in the history books. In modern history,
CRT.
No one's reading about a Coke can and pubic hair in their textbook in 11th grade. It's like, oh wow.
Why did he put a pubic hair on the Coke can?
Because he was cool. No, no. Because he's a piece of shit. I don't know.
Why would you do that?
He couldn't find flowers, so he thought he would give her.
Because Because he's a top G and he knows how to do the Riz. That's what happened. Right. You know, he puts the. That's how you did the Riz back in the 90s when you were a, when you were trying to get power.
The what?
The Riz.
What does that mean?
It means charisma.
Oh, okay.
But it's the young people saying it, so it's Riz.
Right.
That's young people.
Instead of instead of jizz, it's Riz. Riz. If you can Riz, you, that means you could possibly jizz. That's
but I'm talking to you tonight because you get it. And I respect you no matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whether you're black or white, but I will tell you this.
Give me money.
The divide and conquer is working. And when
his pauses, by the
white
way,
people that are some of the most innovative, I'd say Japanese are right up there as well.
He took something
but I mean, let's
from
not
Rush.
Lie.
He took it white. From Rush. He
what?
Took that type of thing from Rush, the pauses. He's taking
Yeah.
He was doing that stuff.
Excuse me.
Like he's thinking.
White people, he said white people are the most innovative.
Yeah. But I mean, let's not lie. White people are incredible. They're amazing. And all groups are amazing. I love humanity. But the attack that white is bad and you're bad because you're white.
Which is not happening. Is not happening.
Well, also, Alex, not all white people are amazing. Jeffrey Dahmer, not amazing.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein, not amazing.
Every single Jeff, like most Jeffreys.
Well, not most
Jeffreys.
Not my brother.
No,
I'll broaden it to drive over to Walmart.
Yeah.
Right.
Here. Any of them.
Amazing. Yeah.
Any of the Walmarts.
Any
here.
Of the
not a lot of amazing white people.
No, all those white people are amazing innovators.
Not every Jeffrey inside of a Walmart is probably a bad person.
The guy with the Hillary for prison bumper sticker is an amazing innovator.
And he also is named Jeffrey.
Bad, and you're bad because you're white. And all of this, I mean, you look at the cathedrals white people built. You look at Beethoven, you look at the science, you look at all of it.
Did he say Beethoven
was white, you know?
Did he say the cathedrals?
That's the greatest thing about Beethoven.
All the cathedrals are white people built.
Oh, my God.
Now, who would play him? I'm thinking...
What about the...
Fat Crispin Glover, but that's
Russell Crowe is playing
Russell
Alex Crowe. Jones.
Russell Crowe. That's your number
pyramids,
one.
Pyramids, the Great Wall.
Yeah.
There's Chichen Itza. There's other civilizations.
All white guys did all of those.
Amazing
right?
fucking shit.
Yes. That, I mean, it's.
A lot of bad's been done, but I mean, white people are amazing.
A lot of bad's been done, but.
Yeah. By certain white people named 88.
Everybody else is incredible and amazing as well. But they are literally out there saying it's inherently bad to be white. What do you think a young white person who's not sophisticated yet thinks?
Sophisticated. Has not paid me $20 a month yet. because that's why he's not sophisticated.
Isn't he just, isn't Alex just telling what these people, what they should think, though? I mean, isn't what that.
Yeah, you're not sophisticated. You need to buy some horny goat weed.
Right.
You want your brain to be alpha? Well, then make sure you pay me $35 and I'll make sure there's an extra alpha brain.
Does Alex Jones also sell those vaginal rocks?
I certainly hope. No, that's only Gwen.
What woman listens to... He might sell butt rocks for...
That was a story, but that we did learn that a lot of those the shit that he sells on his site is also available on Goop, just repackaged.
Also, if Jennifer, if ScarJo doesn't take it, we could always offer Ivanka role to Gwyneth. Gwyneth would be pretty.
That's true.
Well, she's already old. Hawking horseshit. Yeah. So
Gwyneth's too old.
I know, but we could de-age her.
Like, de-age her.
Yeah,
she could play Jenna Ellis. Or
oh my God. Or Tiffany. Right.
She'd play Ivana.
Tiffany's Ivana. Not.
Before she died.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
What producer would be like, yes, I'm going to give a titled role to Tiffany. No, just have her
Tiffany, played by Taylor. Tiffany, played by Miss Swift.
Tiffany, the 90s singer, Tiffany?
No,
Tiffany Trump.
Oh, Tiffany Trump.
She's not in the fucking movie.
I thought you meant the single named mall singer.
Yeah, no, she's going to be the upcoming... when all the other lawyers get freaking indicted, she's going to be the one that Donald finally goes to.
Who's playing Don Jr.
She passed the bar. I don't...
Trump? I mean, you mean Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
You know who would have been?
Tom Cruise would be a nice stretch.
You know who
would have
been perfect? Charlie Sheen. But
but too old. He can still do it. Oh yeah,
he's a little old. I guarantee you that guy doesn't have it in him to shoot a movie.
He would be the perfect.
He doesn't need to. He's done enough.
I think there's a lot of people.
He's gotten enough.
It wouldn't work with him.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. That's
they are literally out there saying it's inherently bad to be white. What do you think a young white person who's not sophisticated yet thinks when they see that?
I don't know.
They get aggregated into another column.
Aggregated?
That the globalists are going to use once they collapse society to be the commanders of the global extermination force.
You lost me, dude.
Oh, shit. What do I do then? If so, what then? What am I supposed to do to keep away from the global extermination force?
Again, the $50 you send Alex Jones every month will do wonders for your intellectual...
If I take nutraceuticals, can I outthink these people?
Oh, God damn it. I know you can, buddy.
So, are those the fake testicles?
I think the nutraceuticals...
Oh, those are nudicles.
Nudicles, yeah.
Nudicles?
They probably sell them at InfoWars.
That you can get for your dog if you...
I thought nutraceuticals were
if you cut your dog's balls off and you want him to have balls, you can...
Nudicles. Yeah. Isn't that like... That's like truck nuts for animals.
But that didn't happen to Charlie Sheen.
Nutraceuticals, I think, are like brain food drugs.
Yeah, nutraceuticals. It's definitely a real word.
Bullshit.
Yeah, tech loads take them so they can think harder to fuck you out of your money more.
By the way, has he paid? I just read thing that he has to pay the $1.5 billion.
Yeah, they said his bankruptcy won't be able to shield him from paying back his.
So, who is this?
Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Big Dick Alpha Brain himself.
Where's he going to get that money?
Well, it's better to start hawking shit.
Yeah. Force.
So he's saying that the young, disillusioned, unsophisticated white men are being mind-fucked by everybody to then believe that white is bad so that when the evil people, the globalists, I mean Jews, take over, that they will then be so... brainwashed, like Benson said, that they will turn around and will be the commanders of the death camps for all the white people.
We have too much bureaucracy for any of that shit to ever happen, you know, within government. We can barely get, like, we can't even get healthcare done or kill it correctly. It's just not...
You're saying there's no efficiency in our government to produce something like a death squad. We couldn't.
Well, unless the dear leader that we all fucking hate and should be probably made to eat his own penis. No, I'm not saying that should happen.
We have some weird conditions of probation for you.
It's not a big meal. It's not going to be a large ask.
But it is your last.
Well, like a tic-tac. What's it called? It's an abuse moosh or something.
It's a moosh. And let's be honest, all three of us would be very sad if he had to eat his own penis.
They maybe eat my Nazi dick.
Of the global extermination force. And then the white people are going to kill everybody. Oh. Hitler was just a dress rehearsal. I'm literally jacked into the Holy Ghost.
I thought he was going to call himself Hitler.
Jacked into the Holy Ghost.
You're jacking off the Holy Ghost.
Are you jacked into the Holy Ghost?
I jack off the Holy Ghost. Okay. No, I don't do that anymore. But it's really disgusting.
Ghosts can't consent. So.
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Ghost. And God tells me you need to give everybody an opportunity to join. And we're going to take everybody with us. And if you don't do this, I'm going to cut you off. You understand? And I'm like, yes, sir. I get the directive. I'm going to try to convince people. It's like, good, better.
But I honestly think the opposite is true. I think that most young people, even younger than us, are even sharper than us and would reject this shit. It's like, he's thinking of, like, I don't know, this imaginary white person or only the evil white people on 4chan. Is that the people that he's
his group, his base? He knows they're so stupid and gullible that he thinks that they'd be able to be hypnotized by the evil Jews to turn around and kill all the other white people.
Excuse me, people who are listening to me. You are very stupid.
But here's the beauty. At the same time, they buy your shit on your store. They keep buying your shit the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, so they're paying your bills, you motherfucker. You shouldn't be mean to them.
Really, Alex Jones fans, it would be a great thing if you could make it so those people never get boners, I would think.
Well, it's not like they're putting them in anyone. They're
hopefully not.
They're banging their Ivana pillow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. There's Ivana pillow? I mean, like...
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Oh, okay.
There might be an Ivana pillow. I mean,
that's how Mike gets some more money. That's how Lindell gets some more money. You put the freaking face on the freaking thing, on your freaking pillow. You put Ivanka's face or Tiffany's face or Donald's face or Melania's face, and you just put it on the gosh darn pillow, and these freaks will just say, $57 for a pillow with Ivanka's face on it? Yes, please. And most of it will come from, you know, Donald Trump's bank account, but that's only because...
You should try that on Shark Tank.
Yeah, well... Yeah, that, and I told Pfeiffer this the other day, but Elon, I found out from one of his workers, actually loves donuts. Like, Elon Musk loves donuts. Okay. That's the only thing he loves. That's not necessarily funny, but he just is obsessed. He's been obsessed with donuts over the past handful of months. Okay. And so he's not going, and so I told him he's not going to win against Mark Zuckerberg if you're eating donuts like that.
That's
true. And, you know, you're trying to, that's why he brought, probably backed down from doing that because, you know, he can't, you know, win against Mark Zuckerberg in a fight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Because he's eating too many donuts, so.
I like the idea of those two people hitting each other in the
head. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
To the death, baby. Let's bring back, let's not do that. But celebrity death match, it could be a real life thing. Don't want to, you know, go against bad laws.
White people, 20 to 1, are being attacked around the country. For every one person that's attacked that's not white, 20 white people are attacked, killed, murdered, carjacked, raped, beat up for no reason. And everybody sees it, and big tech allows it. They don't censor all the whites getting attacked.
Where are the statistics on this? Out of his butthole?
Anymore.
No.
They censor it in corporate media for the boomers. But they don't censor it online because they're legitimizing attacks on whites. They're promoting it towards a larger collision course. And when the white people are done wiping everybody else out, because that's what you told them. They were the devil. You told them they were going to do it.
Cue the music.
And what we dream, we build.
So, obviously, everyone that is against him and his people are the evil white people that have flipped.
I was trying,
are working for the globalists and are going to kill all the good white people.
And these are the same people that are taking his $1 billion that he's got to pay, right?
Right. And I'm sure at the end of this, he's going to say, and now we're going to a break.
We're going to go to InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com.
I was listening to Keith last night, and he said that the only way that that anything can happen to Trump is if freaking Rudy flips.
Rudy,
do you think
Keith Richards?
Fartmeister might flip on
he's got
Donnie
no choice.
Dickhead? Yeah, exactly. He has no choice. I was just
curious. Jenna flipped on him because he's got no money.
Well, no, he doesn't need money. He's representing himself.
Yeah.
That wasn't funny. He is, all right.
No, Lindell is.
That's right.
We haven't heard Rudy say that he's going to represent himself, but we have heard Lindell.
That's right. I
say
forgot
he's
about
going
that.
To represent
if farts were cash, then he'd be fine.
Yes, that's
but
true.
Farts aren't cash, and. That therefore, and you, every time Rudy farted, if like $100 bill came out, well, then he'd be able to take care of this shit.
Yeah. But, he could go work for SpaceX.
Yeah. Well, you know that Tom Cruise is gonna do a thing with freaking Elon as his last
Rudy.
Movie and probably die in space.
Jeez, everybody's gonna die in space if they let that asshole up there.
Yeah, doesn't make any
cosmic
sense.
Cosmic dust.
I'd like to hold on to the Earth, the planet I'm living on right now.
Yes.
Because they're legitimizing attacks on whites. They're promoting it towards a larger collision course.
Yeah.
And when the white people are done wiping everybody else out, because that's what you told them, they were the devil. You told them they were going to do it. And what we dream, we build. And now we approach the point of no return.
Is he playing?
He's doing these weird hand gestures.
I was saying, is he playing the guitar? Is he playing the music there? He's crazy, man.
Sometimes he sounds like a demented Lord of the Rings verse. That's what he's like.
No, he is definitely. Listen, man, Alex Jones has a place.
Henry V. Can you imagine him?
Yes.
Playing.
Yes, I can.
Any Shakespeare play.
Macbeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Macbeth. The forest doth move.
Yeah. The only way you'd get Donald Trump to watch Macbeth if it was McDonald's Beth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not happy with that.
No, I tell you, man, Alex Jones would be a great Macbeth. I mean, that's just, and you know, if he, just give him a few years, he would be a great Lear as well. I could see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Macbeth is, maybe.
He'd be happy to do blackface and do Othello.
Yeah, right, that's because true. He's disgusting. Yes.
Sure. he might be a good Iago.
Iago.
I bet you could find a theater company that would be like,
Falstaff.
Yeah, that's good. What about, you know what? Sancho Panza in...
Chapo Panza?
Man of La Mancha?
Yes.
Yeah.
To dream. The impossible dream.
Alex Quixote.
Well, he would be...
That's
no,
kind of
he's
Quixote's song.
Yeah, but he would be the...
He'd play the donkey?
What is the Sancho Panza song?
I don't know. I don't know that show that
damn.
Well. I've never seen that. Did you ever do that show?
Yeah, I did it, and I was the Padre. I had a song. I had two songs.
I had a question for you guys as both actors. Did you believe Jenna Ellis when she was crying?
Yes.
With the piece of paper and everything like that? Did that seem like believable acting, or did that seem real?
Listen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's from the place that she wants us to think it is, no. But I think... It was genuine.
Yeah, like, oh shit,
I'm
in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to jail. I feel really bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Judge Daddy.
As a Christian.
Stop farting on me, Daddy.
As a Christian and a lawyer.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
As a Christian and a lawyer.
As a Christian and a, well, as a Christian first.
Is she going to be a lawyer at the end of all this shit?
Well, that's the question.
Should you be?
We don't know if...
Who's going to hire her?
Cheesy Bro's lawyer seems to think he's going to be able to retain his license. Cheese Bro.
Cheese Bro.
I can't believe he's from Wisconsin. So freaking... It just seems so much on
the nose.
Is
he really?
Yeah.
And that's his name?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It just seems so... It seems like so on the nose, like bad writing in a movie.
Yeah.
That his name is Cheese Bro and he's
Cheese
from
Bro.
Wisconsin.
Isn't it Cheese Bro?
Yeah. Chiba?
How do you say it?
Chesbro.
He doesn't have anything to do
it's
with
much more fun to call him Cheese Bro.
Right. Is he really from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we got to talk to these guys. If I ever meet him, I'm just going to keep on calling him Cheese Bro until he goes insane.
It's Ches Bro.
And then, like, wants to walk into traffic.
Right.
Yeah. That's how we get rid of some of these guys, annoy them to death.
Well, I don't believe her. I don't believe Jenna Ellis.
Oh, really? You think that was acting?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you're well worth in your idea of that. But so
oh,
that
thank
sense.
You
yeah,
very
I'm
much.
Sorry, I don't know.
You can come but in, it but seems, no barking.
Yeah.
But it seems like she wasn't. It seems like it,
good girl.
It, there was a bit of an act. I agree. There was a bit of an affectation.
Yes.
It felt like there was a little extra there.
Right.
That she was putting on,
she was
on top of her regular emotion. It
she
feels
was,
like
she was channeling.
Isn't she supposed to be on strike?
Who?
Oh.
Jenna Ellis, if she's acting?
If she's acting,
yeah, that's true.
Again. Well, we don't know if she, I mean, she's going to lose her license, but what's SAG going to do to her?
Actually, I think they're talking again today.
Oh. Here. Ding,
the
ding.
Union and the...
Did you read that how George
producers.
Clooney and the other big names were
George
trying
Clooney,
to put
by the way.
Money and stuff? It's like, I know why he's doing that, because you have a movie that's premiering
right.
in December.
Yeah.
And so many of the other major stars. Emma Stone has Poor Things coming out in December.
And they're all like, why can't we just figure out something to go on?
And here's a whole bunch of money.
Well, Fran Drescher told them to get fucked. She said they're not going to do
people.
It.
To being the real smart one and realistic
yeah.
one, right? Situation, and you just can't fucking say here's
a
new
for
idea.
It. We got to get a handle on this AI shit because they're already starting to put actors in.
Have you seen? Have you
and
seen
doing shit that they haven't done?
The Leonardo DiCaprio AI shit. What the fuck, man. I mean, it is.
There's an
account
on YouTube called Fake Leo.
He's just doing
Fake
weird.
Leonardo, and it's just him doing like him just dancing and working out, or like hanging out with another AI that looks a lot like Jenna Ortega, another AI that looks like Margot Robbie.
It looks real.
And he's doing karaoke of hip hop songs. He's doing all sorts of weird.
So stupid.
He's accidentally falling into a pool. I mean, it's all sorts of weird
fucking
horseshit.
You can do anything. You watch that and you're like, years ago you would have thought that's him really doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And now because of this, it's very scary shit. And it's not like it will happen if they're already doing it to Leo already on freaking, you know, the gosh darn YouTube shorts.
Who else are they going to do it to? Jennifer Aniston?
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. There's nothing better Brad than an Pitt. AI robot that's not going to complain about a hairstyle.
Right.
You know, it's just going to do the work and not be unhappy about the hairstyle, which apparently she was sick of.
Mainstream right supports Israel. The sort of fringe mainstream supports Israel. So they want to go into the dissident right and say, huh, we're racist. We're against Hamas and BLM. And it's like, sorry, Shlomo. You forgot one thing. We're also anti-Semitic.
Nick Fuentes, yes. Everybody. Sorry, Shlomo.
If I ever met him, I just keep on asking him if he was Spanish over and over again. Like, yeah, over and over.
Well, then Spain, though.
Spain.
Okay. Not those smelly Mexican-y South Americans.
I have a question.
That's why
Spain. He's from white Spanish stock.
So Nick Fuentes is white.
Yeah.
But he's Spanish white. From Spain.
Right.
White.
Nick, you can see by your own thinking, you can see how someone would say, well, but you're from Spain, so I'm sorry. We hate you.
And Hispanic.
And you're Hispanic, dude.
So where is your...
Wait a second.
Where's your line when it comes to empathy? Is it at like... is it to your immediate family members? Because I thought his immediate family members freaking hate his guts or something.
Nick Fuentes, I bet there's a lot of people out there. I'm not related to him.
I'm not coming.
Fuentes is a really common name. It's,
especially in Spain.
I'm not related to him at all.
Can you imagine Thanksgiving? It's like, Nick's coming. Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's gonna rant about how it was cool that they killed the Indians.
Do you think his family doesn't know that he has the podcast and stuff?
He's too famous.
Really?
Yeah. He's too famous to even, you know, say, hey, Dad.
Nick, how's the pod going?
Oh, still going well.
Forgot one thing. We're also anti-Semitic. We're more anti-Semitic than we're racist.
There you go.
I would just ask him if he was Mexican over and over again until he goes nuts and say, no, I'm not Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that one probably affected him because he's so freaking hateful. He's probably one of the most freaking hateful human beings I've ever heard on this
Nick
freaking
Fuentes?
Show. On this show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like top five of the past, like however.
Oh, what about that Sin the Hornets lore? That guy's pretty hateful, whoever he is.
Yeah, we need the Hornets to go up and sting people's faces. That's terrible. Don't do that.
What's up?
Don't do that, horse.
Alex recently did a podcast.
Yes.
Cool.
He was guest, episode 6, Alex Jones, the most censored man in the world.
That's not true.
And the host of the podcast is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker.
That pandering fuck. Do you think he's getting any money from Putin? Or because of how
I don't know if he needs
early?
It. I mean, he's rich as fuck, isn't he? But
he's tech. He's Mr. Tech Bro, and he was given such a huge blowjob to Mr. P, you know, and who likes to ootin. And it's frustrating. You would think that I don't know.
Well, really, he doesn't have even as a pharma cunt, he doesn't have any bona fides. He took over a company, and then when he left, they did well, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
And then he's a big creep because he paid for his education with a grant. And he was making at the time 700 grand a year.
And also, you're not going to win. By name alone, you're not going to win in the Republican primary. Also, you're like at what? He's at like 3%, and most of that's like probably paid for. So.
Will the Republicans vote for someone who is a Hindu?
No.
No.
Okay.
And also, the name is really long. Well, I'm sorry.
And he's
people
brown.
Are stupid.
He's
yeah.
brown.
And he's brown.
It's just not happening.
Yeah, the skin color.
Vivek? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's
man.
Just not going to happen.
No one's going to say, I love my Vivek. Vivek gives me plenty of money. Please suck my dick, Vivek. No one's going to say that.
You think Obama must watch those debates and think, God, good luck, Vivek.
Vivek. Yeah. Yeah, it's
sarcastically.
Just, yeah, I just don't see. And also, the only guy that, if I was a Republican, and I'm certainly not, I'm very liberal, but I'm just saying, the only guy that I kind of want to keep going is Chris Christie, and he's and because I want to see like Orange Man versus Krispy Kreme Man, and yeah. which one's going to eat the other one.
But sadly, Trump will never be in the same room with him. I mean, he'll never do
yeah,
a debate.
Never no again. Yeah. Never again.
Well, why would he?
Yeah, and again,
he's up by 60 points. I mean, yeah. it's like stupid.
It's like, and it takes a lot of like if you're 19 and you believe you're going to be a star by 22 in Hollywood, that's the type of delusion we're looking at as far as like Republican people who say, I'm going to be president. You're polling it too. I'm going to be president. No, I don't think so. I
yeah.
think, you know, Joe Biden's going to wipe the floor with Vivek.
Vivek. Water.
Vivek.
Big water.
It just. Vivek. I mean, it is now fun to say, Vivek.
Yes.
Yeah, Vivek. But I don't think it's going to really work for most people. And
yes.
again, you're not DJT. You're not the big charismatic Kahuna, evil.
Yeah.
You're not
yeah.
that guy. It's you can't freaking beat the toxic evil comedian we got who's running the fucking, you know, who's
That's
way ahead
right.
of everybody.
That's right, Benson.
Sorry. But yeah, anyway, I just hope that he
yes.
That he drops out so right. he can, you know. He was on Bill Maher's podcast.
Jeez.
Of like,
what did they do, scissor?
No, I didn't get that far in.
Yeah.
But he kept on calling him Donald Trump's boyfriend, which is hilarious. Because do you believe that he wants to be Donald Trump's vice president, or do you think that's a load of hooey as well?
Oh, I think there's a lot that want to be his vice president, but I think he'll probably pick
a woman,
a hot woman.
Yeah, exactly. And
Nikki Haley.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. She's,
did she can
remember
throw...
he said she had bad skin.
Yeah, but she yeah. has 4% of support.
But he said she had bad skin, Ryan.
That's really
much
important.
More important than anything else.
What kind of face cream products would you recommend for Nikki?
Oh, gosh. I would say the one that was just endorsed by Brad Pitt.
Okay.
That is $250 for like 2 ounces.
The Adrenochrome special.
No, for like, I think it's like a half, $250 yeah. for like an ounce and a half of face cream that makes you look like you're 28 or some dumb
That's
bullshit.
Not bad.
They just use those pokey straws like from juice boxes and right into the back of a baby. Just
that's how I'm sure he's paying his, Brad Pitt is paying his divorce lawyers.
Jeez. Oh, I think Brad's okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, not, I mean, but if you're
no, paying him in Adrenochrome, you're
yeah,
saying?
No, I know well, that too, but no. But I was thinking from the cream commercial, but
yes,
know, that's a, I mean, there's
I didn't know Brad Pitt's doing cream.
Yeah, well, he's doing all sorts of stuff.
Get on top.
Mm-hmm. Now that he's single.
Shabuge.
Is he really? He got divorced.
Oh yeah, he's been in a custody battle over who's going to own the wine winery.
Not the kids.
Vineyard.
Oh, that vineyard in France.
Yeah. Because Jolie got the kids, but yes. I think Brad might get the vineyard. But yeah. Who cares? But yeah, that's
you know,
yeah.
better deal arguably. I'll take the vineyard.
Yeah, I want these grapes.
Elsewhere, oh, we got a few more minutes left
Yay.
Here in the big show. Don't forget at MJB Comedy on
yeah.
your social medias. Are you TikToking?
Yeah, at Top Notch Nonsense Pod on TikTok too.
Top Notch.
So what's
nonsense.
This pod about?
Oh no, it's just something that I'm doing with my wife that I'm enjoying to do. Just
Ooh,
picking.
Geez.
Oh, calm down. Picking two genre movie genre obscure fucked up movies to introduce the other. Person to and kind of, you know, and like dissecting dissecting them to
I
death.
Like that. So you go with your wife and say, listen, I found a movie I think you'll hate, and you make her watch it.
Yeah, and then she'll do the same thing, or a double feature of the same thing. That's very funny. Like, yeah, we've done, like, Welcome to the Dollhouse and Muriel's Wedding, you know, Devil in the Flesh and He Loves Me Not, Showtime with Robert De Niro and Eddie Murphy, and Hollywood Homicide movie. With Harrison Ford and, of course, Josh Hartnett, the only Hartnett. Of course, Pink Flamingos and Desperate Living, Mildred Pierce and Grand Hotel. You know.
You're doing this because you have a vast, Benson has a vast knowledge of movies.
Yeah.
Now, without looking at, it, okay. Pat, yell out a movie. Just pick one.
Just pick a movie.
Pick a movie.
Just or not. You know,
yeah. How old?
Can Doesn't I matter. Just, that's Which the far point. Back? Go it's ahead. Just any movie.
The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
What year?
That's it. I Come don't. On. I think that's. I think you picked a really tough one for me. Gosh, oh, that feels like it came out.
I think
out
it's
in the
Incredible Mr. Limpet.
I think that came out in the 1940s, but I could be wrong.
Isn't that Don Knotts?
I don't even know.
Where he turned into a fish, and it's a.
Oh, that's awesome! I can't wait to write that.
It's a great movie.
A Fish Called Wanda.
The Incredible Mr. Limpet, 1964.
Ooh, you said the 40s.
Oh, I was wrong.
Shit, dude.
Don Knotts, Carol Cook, Jack Weston, Henry Limpet, a shy book. Keeper loves fish with a passion and wishes he could be one.
Oh, wow. I'm going to write this down right now. Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
And then it becomes animated.
Oh.
It's live action with animation because
you have to do that.
He becomes a fish.
You should do an episode where you do live action with animation. And
That's already on the list with Cool World and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah.
You know,
that's the woman that opened up my sexuality at a young age, Jessica Rabbit.
Really?
Jessica Rabbit, you know, Roger Rabbit and Woody Allen gave me false hope that, you know, strange, annoying weirdos could somehow get hot women. And it wasn't necessarily false hope since I'm now married.
Jessica! Please!
I love that.
But,
that's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, like, my gosh, they gave us, like, and then I realized, this was written. It's not, the movies aren't real.
Cartoon rabbits and,
right.
and
aren't real.
So.
Don, you'll like this.
The
Brian.
Boobs bounced up in that movie.
Henry Limpet turns into a talking fish and helps the U.S. Navy locate and destroy Nazi submarines.
That's great. Good job, fish.
Is the plot of...
Why don't we do that?
The Incredible Mr. Limpet.
That's awesome.
Why can't we do that? You know what the most famous live action cartoon movie? Song of the South.
No, it was though.
I would still say Who Framed Roger Rabbit. You would say Song of the Set, but both that's banned. It's not even.
Yeah, it's banned.
Unfortunately, it's not on adult Disney Plus. You know, you would think that they would want to do an adult, you pay an extra $15 to see all the.
I think Disney,
exited out parts.
The Disney execs they paid a team of people to scrub that movie from the face of the planet.
No, I have a copy.
No,
on DVD.
You don't. Do you really?
On DVD, a bootleg.
Song of the South?
Yeah.
A bootleg?
The internet is an interesting place.
Yeah.
But no, I think I have a bootleg copy, but that's a very weird movie. It's very disturbing and racist.
Song of the
obviously.
South?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the one?
Uncle Remus is a little too happy to be a slave.
Well, the one famous song for that is Zippity Doo Dah Zippity A, right?
Yeah, it took them a while to take out the freaking characters at the freaking Disneyland and Disney World. I don't know if it's probably still here
this
in Florida.
Still, yeah.
Probably
they have now. They got rid of everything else.
Like, they've CGI'd all
now
the characters.
Song of the
Splash
South
Mountain.
Park.
Putting Fingers is like, we won't attack Disney World if you put back the Song of the South ride.
We're gonna stop this woke bullshit.
Yeah.
It's about empathy. It's about maybe it not being a good idea. This whole idea about being woke, it's about having empathy for other people.
Yeah.
And
also,
it doesn't compute to
And
them.
Also, Ron, the tar baby is actually you with that pudding.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Oh. that's an image I didn't need in my head.
Yeah.
Him touching tar and a baby. Ugh. Anyway. I don't want him looking like a...
Oh, Christo-fascist is trending.
What about... That's our guy, Matt Gaetz.
What's...
Just to take good care of it. Ooh. I want to tell all my colleagues here what I told the Republicans in that room last night. I don't believe there are any coincidences in a matter like this. I believe that Scripture the Bible is very clear that God is the one that raises up those in authority. He raised up each of you, all of us. And I believe that God has ordained and allowed each one of us to be brought here for this specific moment in this time. This is my belief. I believe that each one of us has a huge responsibility today to use the gifts that God has given us to serve the extraordinary people of this great country, and they deserve it.
Excuse me.
This is our new speaker of the fucking house.
I knew it was because I saw the freaking, I saw a little bit of the freaking
talk. Taliban. That's the Taliban.
This is our new speaker of the fucking house.
Good job, Fox. Well, you picked somebody, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nine!
So that's why Christo Fascist is trending.
God.
I'm very unhappy that his name is Mike.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're making it about you?
Yes. Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not happy. I mean, like. Jeez. Would anybody name Mike?
It would
Mike
be odd, really very odd if his name was like that Jim is, or something. You were right. Upset.
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of who else could play Jim Jordan. I mean, like, I want to see like a guy who. Oh yeah,
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon is Jim Jordan in, you know, the Donald Trump movie.
Right.
Gosh, that would be really horrible. Yeah. So this guy really believes in Jesus that much. He's going to talk about it when he has a gavel.
He was he came up in the ranks in Louisiana as a profoundly anti-LGBT
guy
lawmaker.
Yeah.
Who did nothing but try to fight.
Well, you're not going to get those voters, dude. No matter what you do.
What if Matthew McConaughey played Jim Jordan? Would that be good?
He's too smooth. Yeah. Again. Matthew McConaughey's character in Days of Confused could play Matt Gaetz, but other than that, you know.
Well, that's true.
Or he could play Ivanka.
Or Ivanka, yeah.
Wait.
I'd love to
you
see
want
him
Matthew
with
McConaughey to play Ivanka? Sold. Yes.
And I want Pete Davidson to play Guilfoyle.
Yeah, we should switch everyone who's a male. You know,
let's do gender swapping. Yeah,
gender swapping.
That would be great.
I think that's a good. Well, they did that already with Spicy.
Yeah. Well,
sadly, Philip Seymour Hoffman's no longer with us. He could play Bobert.
Yeah, Bobert.
He is more of a portly fellow. He was always more of a portly fellow, and he also had blonde hair.
Yeah,
I'm sure
work
we
out.
Could put on wigs, but yeah, he's also dead. So that's the frustration
it's
part.
The biggest problem.
Yeah. would you, I kind of messaged you this, but I also like to get your live reaction. How much did it frustrate you that they were doing jerking off stuff during a freaking Beetlejuice musical? If I was in that Beetlejuice musical, I'd be
that.
Severely.
Nothing
I know,
makes me harder than Beetlejuice, Benson. Yeah. So, I mean.
Do you know what song? What's even a famous song from Beetlejuice?
You were about to say Song of the
Shake,
South.
Shake. Oh, yeah. That now I can see them jacking off to the Song of the South. I can see them liking that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, when I look at Michael Keaton's face in that movie, I don't get horny. So that's weird.
Are you sure?
No, I'm very sure. I said no. No, I'm not sure.
Oh, Michael Keaton could play Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell.
I like it.
They do have a similar face, don't they? And
the Kraken.
Didn't she just like reverse? Like, oh, I pleaded out. I pled guilty, but I don't actually believe it.
Oh yeah,
she's
still
so
doing
she's
bullshit.
Still acting
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
After taking that plea deal,
we didn't believe her.
No, yeah.
We know that they're all hoping that Trump is going to win and that he's going to pump. He's going to.
Pardon everybody. Or just
that's all of
shut
their
down all the,
only hope, including him.
And yeah. I mean, honestly, there's all this talk about like how much Republicans, you know, don't like Trump or like Trump. Like, why aren't we ever talking about independents who will always swing every freaking huge presidential election for any of this stuff? Why don't they ever freaking poll
the
people in the middle or quote unquote people in the middle who?
Do you think the independents are waiting for JFK Jr. to be resurrected?
I certainly hope so.
That's what I think.
We've got elsewhere. Mike Johnson also. Oh, we've got to get going here pretty soon.
No shit.
But Mike Johnson also.
Johnson.
He has a big
was
penis.
Taking. It's he wrote in 2003. He wrote an op-ed condemning the Supreme Court for throwing out sodomy laws.
Fuck fuck you. You are a you are a joke. Dude. You are an idiot.
He's just never been butt fucked correctly.
Right.
Somebody butt fuck this guy correctly and bring him to his senses.
Shit. I think a lot of these anti-LGBTQ people just need to love to exceptionally in a way that so they will understand what it's like to have a real orgasm and have more empathy towards people who have. Right.
I never thought about it. Like, that's a good idea.
We got to get out of here.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
Benson, thanks so much. At MJB Comedy on X.
Instagram, and X/Twitter, and Top Notch Nonsense Pod on TikTok.
Top Notch
Nonsense Pod.
Top Notch Nonsense Pod, everybody.
Right. All right. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, MJB.
Yay.
Join us on Friday, Faithless Friday. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Check out what Ryan's doing. Check out at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and fucking X. And check out RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Blessed sticky Thursdays and Fridays to everybody, and we will hit you up again in a couple of days.
Night!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.